What is up, guys? I'm Julian James. I'm your host. This is The Julian Show. I just wanted to talk about a few quick topics about, business development, personal growth, success mindset, and tell you about my journey along the way of, becoming a success. You know, I've been in sales for 5 years and I have gained some expertise. Am I at the level I want to be at? No, but I'm going to keep working until I get to a level where I can look back and say, dang, I did a lot here. I mean, I don't think I'll ever be at a point where I feel content, but I do know I'm satisfied with the success I have achieved, and I'm just looking to get more. So that's my background. I just want to tell you a little bit about, control, perspective, and action. This is a podcast about success mindset, so we're going to talk about, how to achieve that success. Now, this is about stoicism, a stoic life. Now, a stoic is somebody who doesn't let anything shake them, and in the face of tremendous adversity, you will never see a stoic be anything but stone-faced. They can lose their arm and you won't hear them screaming or crying. It's just all about the mission. So we have Marcus Aurelius is a quintessential stoic. So he says, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. And that is using your hardship as a platform to propel you forward. So when I say that, we talk about the serenity prayer. Alcoholics Anonymous has a great serenity prayer that says, God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So it's a lot easier to let go of things we can't change, like the bad parents, the broken childhood, the tragedy, and allow us to focus on things we can change, like our attitude. Like I said, your attitude determines your altitude. I'm going to say it again. Your attitude determines your altitude. So how high you can go and how far you can strive is determined by things like the perspective you put on something, the spin you put on it. So there's always a silver lining to every dark cloud. And there's always the opportunity to look at the good in every bad situation. So whether or not you got in a car accident or you lost your home, you missed your target for a promotion, it's always an opportunity to grow. And that's the way you need to frame every situation, is how is this going to help me grow? How is this a positive thing? When somebody tells me no in sales, what do I say? I say, I'm that much closer to a yes. No means next, So that's one thing that I've learned to control. So the next thing we're going to talk about, we're talking about control, and a quote is it up to you? This is by Epictetus, another quintessential Stoic. So, in life, our first job is to divide and distinguish between things into two categories. Externals I cannot control. So, what can I control? I can't control the weather. So if I'm going to the gym or I have to work out outside, I can't control the weather. But the choices I make with regard to them, I do control. So I can control what clothes I put on that day and how I go out and run in that weather. So where will I find good and bad? In me. So everything that my perspective on the situation is within me and my choices. So I never speak good or bad of anything that is not my responsibility. So never really speak good or bad or anything of anything except yourself. Now, another example would be Tommy John. He's one of baseball's most savvy and durable pitchers. He played 26 seasons in the majors, and he's able to do it because he could ask, is there a choice? Do I have a shot? And is there something I can do? Right? So is he ready to take even the slightest chance and give the best effort, whether or not he would die on the field or not? So this is something that maybe many of you may not know, but Tommy John blew out his arm in what was called a dead arm injury. Game was over. So they tried an experimental surgery that had a 1 out of 100 chance of him coming back to play. Tommy John says, look, if there's a chance that I can come back and play, I'm going to take that chance. So he took the surgery and had and played 13 more seasons, 13 more years of games when he had no chance of playing at all. Now the surgery is known as Tommy John surgery. If any of you guys have ever blown out an arm as a pitcher, you know that Tommy John surgery is something that you can get to fix yourself. So next thing that he did is he got cut by the Yankees. And when he was older, in the last few seasons of his career, he was like 40 something. So will I get a chance? He asked, will I get a chance to come? Chance if I come to camp, So will I get a chance to play if I come to camp? You know, they cut him from the team, but will you give me a fair shot if I come? So he made the team as the oldest player in the league. So he gave 100% effort, and that parses the difference between unlikely and impossible. He parsed the difference between unlikely and impossible, and that gave him an edge. All right. So the next thing we're going to talk about is perspective. And I wanted to give you a shout out about perspective, because perspective has two definitions. There is context. So that's a framing of the larger picture of the world, not just what is immediately in front of us. And there's framing, an individual's unique way of looking at the world, a way that interprets its events. So the difference between the right and wrong perspective is everything. So this is going to be a short podcast, but I'm going to say, like, George Clooney spent his first years in Hollywood getting rejected at auditions. He submitted to the tyranny of being picked until he realized that casting is an obstacle for producers, too. Instead of being hoping to be selected for a role, Clooney started to project that he was the perfect solution to their problem, which was finding the right actor. And in sales and in life, oftentimes you're just looking to find a problem and solving that problem. So when George Clooney walks into, you know, everybody knows who George Clooney is now, but back in the day, you know, he was an unknown actor. So he walks into an audition. He says, look, I'm the solution to your problem. I can fix whatever issue you may have right now, because this is the solution I'm able to offer. And a lot of times we walk into a situation and we think, what can I get out of that situation, instead of what can I do to help somebody else in this situation? And that's a success mindset, when you say, what can I do to help others in life? You know, what can I do to give back to my community? What can I do to contribute to my company? What can I do to further our company objectives? And what can I do to help my employees, you know, grow to the next level so that they can be more successful, and thereby making our company more successful and making everybody more happy in the long run? So, couple last things I'm going to talk about is action. So I talked about, you know, control, perspective. And last thing we have to do is take action. And Theodore Roosevelt says, we must all either wear out or rust out, every one of us. My choice is to wear out. So when you're frustrated in pursuit of your own goals, don't sit there and complain that you don't have what you want or that the obstacle won't budge. If you haven't even tried yet, then of course you'll be in the exact same place. You haven't actually pursued anything. Just because the conditions aren't exactly to your liking, or you don't feel ready yet, doesn't mean you get a pass. If you want momentum, you have to create it yourself right now by getting up and getting started. So you have to move forward. You know, like, excellence is a matter of steps, like small steps, excelling at this one, then that one, and then the one after that. Nick Saban, football coach, his process is exclusively this, you know, existing in the presence and taking it one step at a time, not getting distracted by anything else. We want to have goals, yes, so everything we can do in the service of something that we do is in the service of something purposeful. So when we know what we're really setting out to do, the obstacle that arises tend to seem smaller, more manageable than when we don't. Each one looms larger and seems impossible. Goals help put the blips and bumps in proper proportion. You just have to know what you're shooting for. So whatever you're shooting for is gonna help make obstacles seem smaller. The process is about doing the right things right now, not worrying about what might happen later or the results of, you know, or the results of the little things, just looking at the whole picture. So, you know, the school of hard knocks of adversity and struggle, you know, stoic in demeanor, resilient, adaptable, calm and measured, learned behavior in the school of adversity and stress. So Rockefeller says, oh, how blessed young men are who have to struggle for a foundation in the beginning of life. I will always be grateful for the 3.5 years of apprenticeship and for the difficulties to be overcome all along the way. So that means we have to see adversity as a chance to learn and receive unparalleled education. Always use adversity as a platform to rocket yourself forward. So again, you know, that's our podcast. My name is Julian James. This is the Julian Show. Today we talked about obstacles in a stoic life, you know, control, perspective, and action. Keep those things in mind as you move forward and how you can put those into perspective for your own life. Thank you. I hope you listen again next time. Take care.